Welcome to another edition of Love Notes with Dr. Nicole Beasley. I am out on a walk again, so you'll hear the noise of footfalls and traffic and etc. I wanted to talk about a noisy mind. Today, I've been experiencing a very noisy mind. The sky is filled with thoughts that have sharp edges, and so it's really easy to get snagged on them. So I thought this would be a great time to talk about being peaceful with a noisy mind. A noisy mind is super seductive because the thoughts in it make a lot of sense. As many of you know, I provide emotionally focused couples therapy, and that, another way to think about the cycle is getting caught by a noisy mind. A noisy mind spins a story about reality that is filled with judgment, criticism, hurt, sadness, worry, creates suffering. So the story you might hear in your mind is one that the longer you listen to it, the more upset you become. Learning to be skillful is all about falling out of noisy thinking. Don't worry about whether it's true. Clients will come to me and they'll say, this is happening, that's happening, this is happening. And it's real. It doesn't matter. As long as I'm in a noisy mind and I'm following it, I'm going to behave in ways that create more noise. And I'm going to stay in upset. Whatever I entertain in my mind, I live in and experience. So let's say that you are my partner, and you've just had an affair, and I walk in and I see the two of you in bed, something like really concrete, and I'm upset. You know, this has happened, this is real, I'm hurt. I might have a lot of thinking about that, a lot of angry thinking about you, a lot of maybe noisy, hurtful thinking about myself. Oh, she must be better than me, or he must be better than me. What did I do to deserve this? If only I'd been a better partner, this wouldn't have happened to me. Or he's an awful, narcissistic person who's only thinking about himself, and it's always about him. Okay, noisy. Noticing what is noisy is very simple. Do I feel better listening to that? Do I feel more free, more at ease, more at home? If the answer is no, drop the thought. It doesn't matter if it's true. Drop the thought. You don't deserve to live in that feeling. You just had something really hard happen to you in the world of circumstance, the world of form. You deserve a sweet, soft place to rest. And you can only find that in your own being. So if you fall away from the noisy thinking into the moment and rest, you'll experience more ease and well-being. And out of that sense of ease and well-being, you'll increasingly know what to do. What to do might be get a divorce. What to do might be recognizing, seeing your part and getting into some therapy. I don't know what to do will be, and nobody out here knows. There's a wisdom in you that will guide you to the perfect thing for you, but it won't come in the reactive cycle. It won't come in the noise. So, bringing it back to me, all day long, I woke up, my body doesn't feel good, I'm tired. My body feels tired. Thoughts, I notice a noisy thought, very seductive. Oh, this person, mad at this person in this way, upset with that. And I can see those thoughts, and it's like, no, not that. I don't want to follow that. Resting in my body. What that means is resting in the discomfort. Resting around the heaviness. There's a heaviness in my body. I'm going to give that more attention than any of the thoughts blowing through my mind. Those thoughts will just create more discomfort. Why would I do that? Let me rest. I hope this has been helpful to you in some way. Many, many blessings to you. Until the next time.